of the parliament according to it. They didn't
the ministerial statement adopted the principle, embraced resistance, but it did not give you a free card to secretively plan and take people off guard and do any military operation
at
will.
You have to go to the wording of the ministerial statement. Sayyid Nasrallah told Saad Hariri and all the others, they told them we are going to carry an operation to take Israeli captives in order to swap them with our hostages. They know that.
Exactly. Thank you.
They have been told this for
years. Thank you. Let's take another question from the lady in the second row here, please.
My question is for the panelist for the motion. If Hezbollah had no right to go on the war on behalf of Lebanon, who else then have the right? I mean, does Israelis have the right to go on a war on behalf of Israelis, for instance?
The only justification to go to war is to expedite a political purpose. When a political track comes to its end, then you go to war, provided you can get to your political purpose with this war. To enter a war to lose does not make sense. This is not a question of legitimacy, which I see both Mona and Ibrahim keep talking about, or maybe your question that it's their right or so. And nobody is defending Israel's right to destroy a country or any other country. The question is, you enter a war to win, not to get your country destroyed.
This is the core of the argument. The core of the argument that Hezbollah had no right to go into a fight.
Yes.
So it's a legitimacy question. That's why we're talking about
it. Who has the right? It's very simple. It's legitimate state institutions in Lebanon. These are the
institutions that they are not doing their job, my dear. They haven't done their job in 30 years, in 50 years. Yeah, then you have to defend yourself. You have to defend yourself either way.
Let Hisham Kassem come back on this, please.
What you're saying is basically a serious breach of the idea of nation states of government. The fact that three ministers in a government, or four, I'm not sure, take the decision to take the country unilaterally into war, and then Mr. Hassan Nasrallah comes up saying that the only reason they decided to handle it this way was because minutes of the cabinet meeting leak out, therefore we decided to take the country into war, is basically a distortion of the idea
of government. This is a distortion for the fact. This is not what happened in Lebanon, actually.
Let's go to the lady on the fifth row up there, please. You've been waiting patiently for a long time.
If America is able to give weapons to Israel without anyone saying anything, why can't Syria and Iran give weapons to Hezbollah to fight back and defend themselves and Lebanon?
Hisham Kassem.
They certainly can, you see. Nobody is questioning the legitimacy in that sense. But you say to defend Lebanon. No, they took weapons and ended up destroying Lebanon. What we have are volleys of Katyusha being fired into Israel that landed in parks in the sea, did minimal damage in comparison. So nobody's contesting that. Yes, if the United States gives Israel a weapon, Iran can go ahead and give Hezbollah. But it's not to defend.
Well, let's take a question from the lady up there, please.
Good evening, everyone. My question is for the four. You are talking as if Hezbollah attacked Tel Aviv right from the start. Hezbollah did something that it's always been used to do. It captured soldiers in attempt for negotiation to release the rest of the Lebanese people in the Israeli prisons. So if destroying the airport and if wiping out the villages and cities, and most importantly, if killing the children and the innocent civilians is not reason enough for us to fight back, and mark my words, I'm saying fight back and not take the country to war. If that is not reason enough, what is reason enough? Thank you.
I think we've covered this to a large extent, but we'll just have a brief answer and we'll move on. We don't want to repeat all the questions.
Simply, this is not the motion. You see, nobody is defending Israel's actions.
Right, thank you. Lady in the third row.
The motion, no.
Now, that was a rare moment of calm. Lady in the third row,
the
please.
The motion is biased from the very start.
You accepted to come on and speak about the motion. You may say the motion is biased. The motion is provocative, I would call it. Woman in the front row, please. You.
Mr. Osama, you said that Hezbollah should not have the right to fight against Israel. So are you trying to say that Israel blood is worth of more value than Lebanese blood?
Who are you asking the question?
Maybe. I did not say it does not have the right to fight against Israel. I said it does not have the right to drag Lebanon into a war. We had an ongoing national dialogue. We had an ongoing consensus over finding a reasonable and honorable defense strategy for Lebanon. And then suddenly this happened that has reshuffled the cards.
Not suddenly, I'm sorry. They were told about it.
You knew about July 12th?
Sorry?
I didn't know about July 12th.
You didn't.
Of course, Sayyid Nasrallah is not going to consult you, Osama.
The Prime Minister did not last.
No, Sayyid Nasrallah is not going to come and consult you, Osama, for that. But he told
no, but I would have liked 1,500 families of the dead to have been told or been protected.
I would have liked 1 million Lebanese of the dead. They were raising their hands and saying, it's all sacrifice for Lebanon, for Nasrallah. Everybody heard them saying that. This is what they said.
You want to come back
and maybe in that time you were in your office under your condition writing something while they were under the debris and the rubble. They come saying we are victory.
Okay.
This is what they said.
Okay, let him reply to that.
This is what happened.
Let him reply to that, okay?
Of course.
I was in Beirut. And my house is very close to the southern suburbs.
And has no air conditioning.
Could you let him finish? Thank you very much.
And I was being bombed.
You weren't in the country.
And you're right, Mona, I had no air conditioning because I had no electricity. Yes. And I was being bombed.
You were safe.
And I was watching the planes.
You were safe. Watching the planes. They were under the bombs of the planes.
Could you let him speak?
We were all safe for him. So were you.
And let you speak. Thank you very much. There are some rules here.
In February.
I was safe.
Thank you.
I was safe.
Will you let him speak?
Luckily,
I did.
Thank you. For 3 seconds, please. Luckily, some rules, finally.
Luckily, I was safe.
Dictator.
So was my family, and so were you, Ibrahim. We did our part of the resistance. Yes, writing is part of the resistance, absolutely. But that doesn't mean that 1,500 people, all of them, wanted to die. That doesn't mean that 1 million people, all of them, wanted to be displaced. And that doesn't mean that they did not have the right, at least, to be told, to be warned, to be protected on July 12th.
What about all this dying and not dying?
Given,
nobody knew that this
given
would be
what you're saying,
the carnage that Israel would bring on in Lebanon. What are you talking about?
You might not want to interrupt your team member.
Given,
you might not doing that much good.
Osama, given what you're saying, I don't know what you were writing. Maybe you were writing about things that most of the Lebanese won't like to read.
Okay, we have come to the point, ladies and gentlemen, where we are going to vote on the motion.
Already?
We are going to vote on the motion that this House believes that Hezbollah had no right to fight a war on Lebanon's behalf. Will you please take the voting machines? If you want to vote for, will you press button 1, the yellow button? If you want to vote against, it's button 2, the red button. And would you please do that now? You only have to press a button once, and your vote will be recorded by the computers and sent to the screen. We should be getting the vote up now on the screen. There it is, coming up. You can see the figures, 37.4 for the motion, 62.6 against. The motion has been resoundingly defeated. My thanks to our eminent speakers for making the journey here. Not that they did much listening to each other, but thank you anyway. Thank you very much to our audience. The Doha debates will be back again next month. Until then, from all of us on the team, goodbye, good night, and thank you very much.